The government of Singapore announced today that 15 Islamic militants arrested last month were planning to attack the U.S. embassy and American businesses. The suspects have links to militants in Malaysia and Indonesia, who in turn are linked to Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. On Friday, Malaysia announced it had detained 13 suspects with possible links to bin Laden. Southeast Asia is one focus of U.S. efforts against international terrorism. Admiral Dennis Blair is commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific and leads those efforts.
We're looking for support networks. That's training, that's transportation, that's money laundering, safe houses, hotels, and also we're going against groups that have sympathy and potential for cooperating more closely with international terrorism. I guess the example where military power is going to be brought to bear most directly is in the Philippines, which is this Abu Saif group that you may have heard about. That is primarily now it's a criminal group. They make their living taking hostages. And this group has historical ties to al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. It has the potential for working with them in the future. It's taken American hostages, and we are providing military assistance and support to the Philippines in order to take this group out.
Most of what you describe sounds more like police work than military work.
It's a fine line, Bob, and in fact, some countries use the police, some countries use the armed forces. The key is to share the intelligence, split up the work so that you're being effective and taking the organizations down.
You sent some recommendations to Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld for an anti-terrorism plan, and he liked them. What did you tell him?
The plan that I submitted emphasized that there are no Afghanistans in our part of the world. There are countries who want to go against international terrorism, but not all of them have the capability that they'd like to have to do so. So we primarily emphasize working with the countries, strengthening their institutions that can take action against terrorism and dealing with it that way. One model that we had is the work that we had done against drugs in the region. An example is Thailand. Thailand had for some time asked U.S. assistance and U.S. military assistance to deal with the flow of methamphetamines across their border with Burma. We had provided a package of training, intelligence cooperation, and that training had involved working with their border police as well as with their armed forces. It required bringing together organizations that previously hadn't been used to working together, and we found that that was an extremely good model for the sort of assistance we could bring in places like the Philippines. There are a lot of similarities between taking down druggies and taking down international terrorists.
And the measure of success will be that nothing happens.
That's the primary measure of success. The other measure of success is that we can assure ourselves that the capability of these groups who can do harm to the United States is eliminated or at least drastically reduced. One last measure of effectiveness is that before September 11th, our campaign against terrorism was primarily defensive. Now that we've gone over on the offensive, the terrorists are really on the run throughout the world. This Abu Saif group is on the run in the Philippines. Osama bin Laden and his group are on the run. That basically makes things a whole lot safer for Americans and our friends around the world, and so that's an important factor.
Admiral Dennis Blair, commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific and Indian Oceans.